Hello, CJWW.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you tonight?
A little weepy.
Yes, understandably.
You know, I got the honor of meeting Sharon when she was in remission. That woman has so much grace and class, and I just, my heart has been broken. It's a terrible thing when you lose a person to this disease at such a young age. And I really appreciate what you guys have done tonight. And the first song that you played tonight was fantastic. But I would like to send my condolences to their whole family and you guys. The C word is such a terrible disease. And I thank you for taking my call.
Hi, good evening. This is Dolores. I would like to, first to Sharon's family and CJWW, and to everybody that knew this fine lady. She was, every time we phoned in for a request, she always knew who you were and played a song that she knew that you were going to play. And my brother phoned every night and talked to her even on Sundays, on her request line. And she always knew and talked to you like she knew you, like you were very important to her. My daughter knew her from school, went to school with her, and so we thought she was really family with us. And every time we seen her or talked with her, she made us feel really like we belonged, belonged to her family, and made us feel good. I would like if you would maybe play the song that she really liked, was This Old House and the Yellow Blanket, the Little Yellow Blanket. I was going to make one for her, and because I knew she liked that song, and I never got to give it to her. So thank you very much, and goodbye, Sharon, but never to be forgotten.
Yes, it's Radio Joe here.
Hi.
Yeah, so I'm so sorry to hear about Sharon. She's an awful good friend of ours. She made me feel special. Every time we were at stands, live karaoke stands, she made me feel really, really special. I'd phone in and she'd boost Radio Joe's name up so loud like he was a real celebrity. I'm going to miss her so much.
Hi, Call for Country.
Yes. I finally got through.
Yay!
I'd like for you to play Coal Miner's Daughter for my young bride, Yvonne.
Perfect. And this is?
This is Tom. And we're in Estuary, Saskatchewan. You have no clue where that is.
You're correct. Where is that?
I wanted to say a couple words, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I've requested songs at your station many years, and Sharon was one of them, took my songs quite a few times. She was a true friend to me. We had a lot of good conversations.
This is Angie Rollheiser.
Oh, hey, Ange.
Okay, well, I really don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
So, my story about Sharon is that I'm from Bradwell, so I grew up knowing Sharon and listening to her on the radio. And that's when I decided that I wanted to get into radio. She was just always an inspiration to me. And when I was in high school, I did like a career type story essay on her. And then she just like really encouraged me to go to broadcasting school. And so then I got my first radio job in Humboldt. And on really rough days, I would text her, and she just always had like something to tell me to, because you know how it is. Sometimes you kind of feel like giving up, but she would just always like have those words to get you through. And even like last year with her being sick, I still like kept her on my resume, and I would call her and say, hey, like, do you mind if I keep you on there? I know you're tied up, but, and she was just like, no, Angie, like, no problems, I'm always here for you, and just keep trying, and like, you're gonna get this job, we're gonna get you this job. And yeah, so I got my morning news anchor position in Melfort, and she's just, yeah, always been this huge inspiration to me to keep going. And she just, always such a genuine person to everyone, like will do anything for anyone. And I think she just like leaves that behind with her. Everyone just knows, like, they think of Sharon and they smile. And I think that, you know, the world lost an incredible person, but God now has this angel who she doesn't even need any training.
I love that. Yeah, she certainly doesn't need any angel training. She already was one here on Earth.
Yeah.
Hi, Call for Country.
Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah.
Sharon, I'd like to do something a little bit odd. I would like to be the disc jockey, and I'm talking to Sharon Jacobs, and I would like to play you a song. And it's called, since you're so informative and your show is so well done, I would like to say from this trucker and maybe all the other truckers out there that are listening, we would like to send you a song, and it's called 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses.
Oh, thank you very much. That means the world to me.
Yes, this is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Actually, I used to go by DK when I was on the Stan's radio karaoke show years ago.
Okay, yeah.
And met Sharon a few times there and met her over at... at the, what do you call it, the food place, whatever, Mutters? No.
Oh, Nutters.
Nutters, yeah,
yes.
Nutters,
yeah.
That's a good name. I met her over there a few times, and you always felt like she was a friend for life, you know. So, just thought I'd phone in because it's an interesting show, and I miss Sharon, too.
I want to give you guys a quick message that we met Sharon about 15 years ago. On behalf of Dixie Highway, she was a personal friend of ours, a family friend. She always talked to us on the radio every Sunday, wherever we were coming back from. And one special memory we have is that we took her for Ukrainian Christmas. We brought her turkey, pierogies, and cabbage rolls to the station, and she wanted Auntie Anne's recipe. Well, she's in a good place, Auntie Anne and her. And just want to say, it's great. Thanks, Sharon.
I just have a memory of Sharon. Well, somebody I just couldn't wait to hear on the radio every Sunday. But I lost my mom in June 2008, and her birthday was that December. And I wanted to phone in a song for mom, just in memory of my mom. And Sharon answered the phone, and the song I requested to play, she said, I'm sorry, that's been played already. And it just struck me hard, and I just started to cry. And she said, can I put you on hold for a minute, dear? And I said, of course you can. She put me on hold, I think, two or three times, and just talked to me that whole time. Like, it was just incredible what she had did for me that day. And that was just so kind of her.
This is Bev calling from Robert Lee, Texas. And I'd like to have you play, just play anything.
Sure.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to y'all and listening to you talk about all the snow and stuff, and we're 60 above. And
are you?
And I'm just loving it.
Awesome.
And all my sisters and brothers live up there in Saskatoon, and I would just like to, you know, just play a song for them.
So what part of Texas are you in?
Robert Lee, near San Angelo, Midland, Odessa.
Just wanted to say, this is a great thing you're doing for Sharon, and I'm calling in from Altoona, and I just like listening to her. She was quite a lady.
This is Owen?
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Owen. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
I just want to make a tribute to Sharon.
Sure, go ahead.
I first met Sharon in Bradwell when she was about 10 years old. She was always bubbly, cheerful. Had that big, broad smile. She was small in stature, but she had this gorgeous jet-black hair and a sense of humor like nobody else. Her true calling was in radio announcing, bringing joy to so many. Rest in peace, my friend, Sharon. It's from Ken and Judy. And I'd like to hear Humble and Kind.
I have a little bit of a story about for Sharon Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Lorne Dignan, he taught Sharon Jacobs at Clavette School, and he was 92 years old, and he just passed away the week before Sharon did. Yeah, in the same hospital, yeah, St. Paul's. And my family's all from out there. My three brothers and my sister went to school with Sharon at Quebec there. And we really enjoyed Sharon on your radio station. We look forward to the weekends, and we always, my wife and I, we always hoped that it would be Sharon doing the broadcast. And yeah, she was great. She was just a great lady.
Hi, Coffer Country.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hi.
I'm back from BC.
Oh, how was your...
I listened to you for the summer.
Awesome.
And I would like to compliment your whole station for the beautiful, wonderful music that you put on.
Oh, thank you.
And I would like to know if you could play a Pam Tillis tune by the name of Blue Roses.
Sure. And this is Betty?
Yes, it is.
See? Oh,
I remember. I've been trying for 4 weeks now, and I finally got through.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Arnold. And I, this is Pedroot from to Sharon Jacob, and she used to be on the radio show for at Stan's Place.
Yes.
This is Arnold Rennie. It's a good, she's a good friend of mine. Very good friend. Sharon Jacob, yes?
Yes.
She was a radio show at Stan's Place, and she called my name on stage. Yes, I love that girl. Tell her I would send, I saw the light. I saw the light, and call him Senior, please.
It's Victor here in Hafford. Yeah, and I've known Sharon for years and years, eh? When I used to phone her to the station for a song,
mm-hmm.
She'd put my song on, and we'd talk, and then we'd be talking. She'd say, just a minute. So just wait for a second. She'd put another song on, and we'd talk again.
Yep.
And then she said one time, after I phoned her a number of times, she said, you know, said, we're like radio friends. Haven't met, but I met her one time in Spiritwood. She was doing a broadcast to the station. The couple co-ops got together, and they were selling some stuff that they didn't need, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I finally met her.
Oh, yeah.
And she was busy talking, so I waited till she put her microphone down, and then I put out my hand, and I said, Sharon, I'm Victor from Hafford. Oh, my God, I finally met you. She gave me a great big hug, and it was a warm hug, a real good hug, eh? And we've been friends ever since, and I phoned her just the day she was leaving the University Hospital. She was going home, and she said, phone me tomorrow. So I waited a day till she's kind of settled in, because her daughter-in-law helped her move in, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I phoned her, and she was telling me how that she wasn't very good. Sorry to see her go. And she'll be missed by everybody. She had friends everywhere. She never said a bad word to anyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Brian. How are you tonight?
You know, before you guys came on the air, you know, when you start, I knew her for years. And she knew my voice, like you.
Mm-hmm.
She always says, Brian, what do you want to play? You want to play Sentinel Winds? I said, yeah. And I was dedicated to the farmers, cowboys, truck drivers. And at one time, when I phoned in, it was kind of like, you know, before I put my song on, I started talking. And she said, asked me where I was from, and it was, I told her I'm from Whitecap. And asked her where she's from, she said she was from Bradwell. Yeah, I said, I got an uncle and an aunt who lives in Bradwell. His name is Paul and Thelma. You mean Dewey? And that's his nickname. He was R&M worker at Bradwell. Yeah, I said, well, send it out to them. That's what she did.
Wow.
And every time I phone in, right, yeah, I think they heard. And they always played that Cinnamon Winds. And she was a person that give you spirit and the songs. And hopefully keep on going. And I'll thank you guys, CWW, for her.